So should we do this before we get started?
What?
Did you
Adentro,
guys get
afuera,
shots?
up yours.
No, it's noon.
Wait.
So what?
You guys have the ingredients to make shots. You
Oh,
should
we
make the
do.
shot. You want me to go get it?
Sure, Doug.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love Doug's shirt.
That's what it is.
I also like your pizza shirt, Mikey. Now I'm hungry. Great.
As if you eat pizza.
I can
Right.
sniff it.
Seriously. I can
I
sniff it.
can.
What'd you say, Doug?
You want me to mix it with Dr. Hyde?
No. No.
Oh,
He wants to put pre-workout in our drink. We just had
no,
pre-workout.
don't do that.
What does your shirt say, Lance? I think it says Christine, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't say Christine. Does it say stay inside?
I forgot what it says, actually, to be honest with you.
Oh my goodness.
It's like a Ninja Turtle thing.
Well, I see the Ninja Turtles. I just don't understand the text. You know, you and your metal friends with this font, y'all can't even read your own stuff.
All right,
Yeah.
what's our thing? Adentro, afuera, up your culo hole,
Oh my
pendejo.
God,
Who's
I hope your
saluting us?
mother-in-law isn't home, Mike or Doug. Jesus. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready?
Si, senor.
All
Yeah.
right, salute. I miss you guys.
Salud, miss you too.
Miss you more.
Oh, there we go. God damn.
What is that? Did you just put vodka in there?
One, two.
This is Slashers, your favorite horror podcast about your favorite horror media. It is me, your host today, Mikey, joined with Aid, Lance, and here, he hasn't been here in a while, is what I meant to say, Doug. Everybody say hello to the mutant goons from beyond.
Hello, mutant goons.
Howdy.
Hey, mutant goons from beyond. And me and Mike, you're in the same room together. What do you think about that?
Yes, we are. And all of us were in the same room together. If you've been following our page, no, we did not make porn. But
That we know of.
depending on how the Indiegogo goes, depending on how much money we raise, depending how much people pay for perks,
I know.
we'll see what kind of magic we can strum up.
Well, there's going to be
I know.
phase two in Texas, so if they would definitely want that the masturbation scene with the watermelon, I think it's definitely.
Anyways, thank you to some of our listeners who gave us donations. We were able to raise more than I thought. I know I had an ambitious goal, but we raised more than I thought. So thank you. We had a successful opening production and it was great. Everybody did great. And I'm excited to keep it going in Texas. So Indiegogo is going to open up for the phase two later where we can possibly, hopefully, raise money to make the remainder of the shot as good
Ooh.
as possible. Why didn't you tell me we take a shot? I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Oh, well, I figured you guys ate something. I forgot how early
No.
it is. Well, I
I'm
was gonna.
drunk. Me
Oh my
eat
God.
aid. It was a competition
No.
between us about who ate the least.
That's true. That's true. I know. And you know what? We had a good time. The thing is that I was thinking about it yesterday. Like, we didn't really get a lot of like time together. I feel like all of us were separated. Like all of us were doing different things or whatever, but I'm just happy I got to sit with Mikey at the dinner table and shoot the
Unless you
shot
were
and
up at
stuff.
like what 4 in the morning on the East Coast for
Oh
our one
yeah.
o'clock on the West Coast live moment there where all of us were
Oh my
pretty
God.
drunk.
That I'm still debating if we should leave open or not.
I know. Well, you guys haven't watched that yet. It's a whole shit show. Actually, it's cute though, because I mean, if we could just take a screenshot of all of us sitting there, that was cute.
Yeah, we
Not all
can.
of us squinting at the camera because we couldn't see
Not
the
that
comment.
screenshot, Doug.
Oh,
But yeah,
Dougie.
that was fun. But yeah, we spent like a couple of days together, but that wasn't with Doug and Yahaira. And when we were all together, depending on who was filming what, it was kind of like a exchange of bodies. But it was fun. We had fun. Now we know what to do next time. And hopefully we can boogie on over to Florida, do a light. We'll infiltrate Austin's house and be like, give us your sound recording studio. We're gonna do a Slashers episode here. Oh
Give
my
me
God,
your house.
put that away.
Oh my God, Doug, what is Now
I'm gonna have to censor that on YouTube.
It's a prop gun.
Yeah, it's a prop.
Okay, Alec Baldwin. Anyways, so
okay.
As we know, this is the final week of Febcess, which I've quite enjoyed. Febcess, Pink Hearts, Red Blood. And what a better way to close it off than with our next film. If you're not watching YouTube, maybe you don't know what it is. If you haven't, if you don't have me on Instagram, then hopefully you don't know what it is, because I'm going to give you some clues first. This film was born in 1987, just like me. It was banned in Iceland, Malaysia, Singapore, Ontario, and no, who gave me the shock? And Nova Scotia, Ontario, Canada.
Condoleezza's from Ontario.
Yes. Hey, Condoleezza, we miss you. She's still here. And the final clue is John Waters is quoted as saying, this is the first romance movie made for, almost said the wrong word, necrophilia. Can we guess what it is? It is Bluey. I'm just kidding. Necromantic.
Same difference.
And it actually works out because, you know, we all wanted to pick a movie this month that we wanted to bring to the table and each host. And I didn't want to make Doug host this one because we didn't give him the prep work. But did you pick this one, Doug?
I think I did. I think we were going through the Blu-rays upstairs. I'm like, oh, I got Necromantic. That's a romantic movie.
Yeah. So technically you picked this one. So we did. We each host picked a movie each week. So that's a fun thing. Maybe we can keep doing it. Now, the movie stars... I don't know how to pronounce this name.
I think it's
Jorg Butgereit.
Well, that's who created the movie. Jorg Butgereit. It stars Beatrice M. Bjork? Yes, not Bjork. She's from Iceland. She probably hasn't seen this movie because it's banned there. But is it Dictari Lorenz?
It's Bernd Dictari Lorenz.
Yeah,
his name's Dick. Full name.
Dick. Yeah, Dick.
Or Dick.
Dick. And this movie also stars James Gunn.
No, it doesn't.
What?
It does not. And it also stars the fabulous Beatrice M, which I found out her last name, but I'm assuming she didn't completely use her last name for a reason, so I'll respect that. Beatrice M. Interesting fact, though, is that Dictari Lorenz, Bernd Dictari Lorenz, which this is the second Bernd we had this month, Burns Gorman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Dictari Lorenz, I don't know how much he had to do with it, but he's also one of the composers for the film, which is an aspect of the film that we'll touch on later.
I was going to ask. I was like.
Wow, Lance.
Thank you, Lance. You know, I know the woman's speaking, but we have to talk over her.
Women's Month is next month, so don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't try to come in too early.
Don't talk with me next month. But no, that's interesting that you said that, because it's the same thing with part two, except for the girl who plays the main chick. She also does music.
Oh, really? That's cool. Two.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's like a thing. I'm assuming she's probably a musician first. Like, I'm sure all of these people who, I don't know, I'm sure Doug knows more than me, but I didn't really do too much research for it because I feel like I had to watch it.
And that's enough.
And I feel like that's enough. Yeah.
Poor Miko.
Oh, yeah. Was Miko watching it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stella was watching it too.
Tell Miko that's what happens to kittens that don't use the litter box.
And the cat looked just like Miko too. That's what bothered me the most. I was like, you son of a bitches. And of course, I was messaging all the guys. And the only one responding to me was Jason. Thank you, Jason.
Jason's like, no, don't watch it.
Yeah, Jason was not too keen on the fact of possibly coming and joining us and rewatching it. But we'll get into the movie. So a quick summary. It's actually, it reminds me of Watcher, because I was trying to like break down the summary. It's like, it's kind of like Watcher in that it's just a simple premise, even though it's disgusting. But basically a guy works for like a crime cleanup scene where they dispose of the bodies, and him and his girlfriend have a propensity for the undead. He brings home a dead body for them to canoodle with, and drama ensues.
Well, more cheese, man. Because this could be, I mean, with necrophilia involved, it's like a Spanish novella, like the love triangle.
It is. If you just, you know, like, change the dead body with a willing participant, sure, it's a novella.
I mean, she does leave him for the dead body.
Yes. Well, with that said, we're going to start getting into spoilers. If you want to watch the movie, be warned. Be warned. Be warned. It is extreme. It's a schlock movie. It's German. It's on Shudder, I believe. I'm not sure if the same, because of course Doug has like the uncut version, so I'm not sure if Shudder has that one. But look up trigger warnings if you have to, because there is some things that may upset people. But it's 71 minutes, so
Yeah, that was probably the best thing about it. You were in and out, so
Speaking of
just like the
uncut,
dead body was with her. Go ahead.
I think the nastiest scene was that guy taking his dick out to piss, and it was
Oh,
like that yellow pit. This guy needs more water.
I told Doug that was me back from the
He's not
airplane because
hydrated.
I wasn't drinking enough water the whole day when I landed. I was like, oh, gotta drink water. But yeah, so the film opens up with and I told Doug, I was like, are they prisoners? Because you know how they take prisoners around to like go clean up trash, and they kind of looked like they didn't look professional. And I was like, are they prisoners or are they scientists? Neither. They're a cleanup crew.
Yeah, so we have bioclean companies obviously here as well. So that's not, it's just strange because normally, like for dead bodies here, for what we're used to, it's like a forensics team going out and there's tape everywhere. Like they're actually
You
using
mean you don't
trash
just have a little
bags.
triangle with the skull on
No, they have a
it?
little trash bag. They're just like, there's stuff in body parts because it opens up with a woman peeing, which is hilarious. There's a lot of excretion in this film. And so I feel like it's like symbolizing, like, and I don't know why I was sitting there analyzing this last night because I'm like, I have to have something smart to say about this movie because it's not a bad movie.
No, it's erotic.
It's not, well, I didn't feel that it was erotic, Doug, but thank you. It kind of reminded me, and I'm sure Antichrist borrows from this film. And there was another movie that I'm sure borrowed from it as well. And now I can't remember what the fuck. Because I was thinking this last night, but I also had several libations as well. So now I can't remember. Yeah, but like, what else does this movie borrow from? Like something else too. Like sort of like Dead Alive, like how Lionel is like this meek, being shoved around by the women in his life kind of character. Like I feel like Rob in this case is the same way. But yeah, so we open up with a lady pissing in the woods, and then she and her husband, I'm assuming, are lost. They get into a horrible car accident, and she is ripped in half. That was fun. And his eyeball's poking out.
Yeah, it's just every day on the 405 here. Like, just check out Live Leak.
You know, it's funny you say that because I had no issues getting to the airport all by myself in my little rental car. So I think I could live in LA
Other people
now.
on the highway did, but she didn't.
Listen, when Florida comes to California, we cannot help what happens here. You should be
It's
very
like
afraid.
there's nothing an issue with driving here. She drives there, and all the other cars, people are crashed, their bodies are cutting off, their
The
eyeballs are sticking
airplane
out.
leaves and it just looks like the Walking Dead scene.
Behind scenes of explosions and everything behind her.
It's like, nah, twerk nothing.
And then Doug's like, don't take the what is it? Don't take the carpool lane. I was like, shit, I was gonna put that teddy bear in the front seat with me.
Actually, you could have gotten away with it with the rental, you know.
I know. I'm like, I don't know. I don't live here. I don't know what this means.
What's a hov? But back to the film, like Doug was saying earlier, there's that scene where it takes place at a urinal. The guy walks up, takes his pants off. It's really dark, so you really don't see everything. But
I could smell it.
I was like, is that his dick? And then like
I
the
think
pee
he's
starts
peeing his
coming out.
hand.
Well,
Did you
that's what
see
I thought
that?
too, but no, it's
Because
his
it's like
skin because,
dripping.
well, it's foreskin because, you know,
He's
we're not
like,
in Germany.
oh yeah,
Oh yeah,
Europeans.
he's German. He's not Jewish,
So,
so
was
you know.
leak
Ew, Lance.
Oh
Speaking of, the
God.
color of your shirt reminds me of this scene. But we literally see him take a full pee, finishes, shakes it a lot, puts it back in, and the camera stays there. And like another guy starts walking up and says, "Are we about to watch the whole thing again?" So I saw this movie, and we saw this movie in two phases. One was in the morning, and then the other we finished it at night, with Doug's mother-in-law in the background. So that was great.
And she said, "De
She's like, I dug in your movies.
veras?"
And it was funny because I had a different mental state in both different phases. So I think that kind of contributes to how I felt about it. Because in the morning, Doug gave me like crack cocaine before the gym. And I was very anxious when I got back and I was nauseous. And we started it. And I was like, And I just had like eggs. I was like, and so we stopped it. And then the evening when I finished it, we may or may not have been drinking, and I may or may not have been buzzed. And I was like, oh my God, I totally get this movie. So
now we got into deep physical, like, man, the mise en scène is so mwah, with rife with scenery and oh, it's so French, but it's German.
Yeah. It's German. Yeah. It did feel French, actually. I don't know. There was something about it that seemed
the sex.
Like
the sex.
Well,
yeah.
Probably the extreme, you know, because it was very.
It also might be that I don't know if we know of any German movies at all. Like, can you think of any?
Germany makes movies? Like, who knew?
I think they made Amsterdam. No, never mind. Oh, oh God. Yeah.
They made Das Boot. Great one. That's Lance. A good one. I actually like Das Boot.
I don't know. Is that a boat?
Isn't that a cup that you put beer in?
That's after they died in the submarine. They, in memory of Das Boot.
There you go. It was a submarine. I knew it had to do with something that was in water.
It's like, oh, wow.
Well, then what's the beer? What's the boot called? It's called something.
A boot.
No. It's something in German. I don't know. I should probably know these things. I know that
it's literally Das Boot.
Well, no, if you whatever. Want some context, for you German splatter, like a kind of film connoisseurs, there's Jörg Butkereit, who's like did these necromantic ones. And then there's Andreas Schnasch, who did like Violent Shit and Zombie 90. And then there's Olaf Ittenbach, who did Black Past and No Reason. So a lot of these are like German gore splatter films. So there's some context for it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, I don't know if you ever saw Anatomy, early 2000s. Actually, it was 2000. That's from Germany. I saw that when I was a teenager, and I always liked it because that one girl was like, it's about college doctor students and like a slasher. And she's like, I'm here for my anatomy lesson. And then she's like stripping on top of, you know, typical student stuff. Apparently, Funny Games is the German movie, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it was. Here.
Nosferatu. And
Nosferatu. I don't know why we couldn't even think of that. Like, all of us should have gotten that.
Creep, not the found footage one, but the one from 2004, available on Tubi. That's a German film, and that movie's really good. Freaked me out. It's the only time I ever saw my mom jump from a movie. And then Goodnight Mommy.
Mm.
Oh, Human Centipede, I guess.
Tom Six is German, yeah.
Is German? Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't realize that.
But yeah, so there are some German horror films, or maybe it's like Suspiria, the new Suspiria is on there, but I think that's more made from a German filmmaker, not so much a German horror movie. Or maybe it takes place in Germany. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that.
No,
movie.
Does Suspiria take place in Germany? No.
The new one takes place in Berlin.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the old one because I know they're Italian, but whatever.
Would it be German adjacent?
Yeah, which side of the Berlin Wall?
Well, Berlin is in German, so no, it's just German.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know I'm too mean to you, Lance. I'm gonna be nice.
Oh,
you
yeah,
need
so,
another drink?
No, I don't
well,
have a drink.
It's funny. So shout out to Joe for listening to our last episode. He did say that our last episode was one of his favorites, and he doesn't really know why, but he also said that me and Mikey need to stop picking on Lance.
I didn't do anything, Lance. I haven't been here for a hot minute.
Oh, so I know. I was
like, well, let me just apologize to the straight male population for anything I've done to make you feel oppressed or offended. So that is my public sincere apology.
I
appreciate
and by
Joe's...
the way, I'm the one that shout out your podcast, Joe. So don't bite the hand that feeds your podcast.
See, I appreciate Joe, but really weirdly enough, it would be really weird if they were too nice to me. I would almost think there's something going to happen to me if they were too nice to me.
Like, come on in, Joe. Here, enter our garage, and you see the plastic cover.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, Lance is hanging from the thing, and he's dripping in the bowl like a movie.
See?
Yeah.
AIDS bathing in his blood.
Oh, anyways. I know. I loved that scene, by the way. Anyways, see, that this
That's
movie
disgusting.
Could have been Women's Month as well.
Well, like, possible hint for next month.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a second what the fuck is that?
Balloons?
Where did that come from? Who did that?
I don't know. What did
Douglas?
Who said we didn't have effects?
It's a circumcision celebration. You know, you snip in the balloons come.
I don't know what.
Does it happen?
Does it happen to all of us?
I know. I was like, I want to cut away now.
Now we're all like doing it.
Well, I was just signaling Necromantic 2. Maybe we could do that for Women's Month because Necromantic 2 takes place with the girlfriend.
That's exactly what we're talking about. You're missing the point of what just happened, which was that we don't know where those balloons came from on screen.
No, we don't. And,
anybody watching the YouTube video will see them.
That's how you know we're all still jet lagged. Anyway.
Yeah, back to the film. They like sleeping with dead bodies. Interesting. I was kind of thinking to myself, you know, they bring home a is it the guy that died in the car accident? Was that what it's implied that they brought him home?
No. Okay. Is
it?
So
it was a separate body.
It's a separate incident. So there's two, like, okay. So I think that what happens at the beginning is that the car accident kind of shows you how Rob is, because Rob suddenly takes the eyeball out of the skull, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he puts it in his pocket and he brings it home. So it's kind of like setting us up and setting the audience up to, like, okay, they like having body parts. Then we see his wife bathing in blood, fun. And then we see, which this was hilarious to me. And I'm like, who the hell is this guy with his little thing on his head picking apples?
Oh.
And his neighbor is just shooting into the sky like this drunk that he is. So the neighbor comes out, he's picking apples in his cute little outfit in his basket. He looked like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, and I was a little drunk, so I kept imagining the tree smacking his hand as he was picking the apples. And he gets hit by a stray bullet and he dies. And the neighbor comes over to like shake him, like, are you okay?
Well, he's the one that shot him. So
yeah, he shot him, throws him in the wheelbarrow, calls his friends who own this company, and they come and clean the body up. And that's the body, because nobody cares. Like, this is supposed to be a cover up. So this is what I'm assuming, that Rob realizes, oh, I can take this body home with me and no one's going to miss it. They found it in the river or something.
Wait, is it like, I feel like they never went back to that, because how long is it from that to this? Because it seemed like that body was definitely run it out way faster.
Yeah, they found it a while later, because probably they needed him to decompose so they couldn't identify it.
Yeah.
Apparently there's no SVU going on.
That's definitely one of those moments where you need a 1 week later.
Oh, yeah.
He was still juicy.
Oh, gross.
I was gagging in my mouth when she's licking it, and the pus is coming out.
And he sucks the eyeball out.
Eyeball! Oh, God. I wonder what that was made of. Sorry, God.
The eyeball was a pig's eye. The eyeballs they used is, I don't know about the one he sucked out, but like the eyeball that he puts in like the formaldehyde, or like when there's eyeballs involved, it's a pig's eye that they used. Cause someone lied and said they're a medical student and went to like a campus for medical students. And that's how he was able to get the pig eyes.
Nice.
But yeah, but they bring the body home and they have a threesome. This is a small thing, but you know, the movie is so quick and it's so, it makes you think yourself about, like, you know, the choices that are made. And so I was thinking, is it purposeful that they brought home a male's dead body and not like a female's dead body? Does it matter? Which would you prefer, Lance?
Well, here's the thing is they threw on the attachable. He literally cuts a pole for this moment. Yeah. Then my favorite part is when they put the condom on, because like that means you're not psychotic if you have a condom on it. Because that
we
means,
have boundaries.
Yeah.
First of all,
tetanus.
That would, yes.
Plus, does it matter at that point?
That's a little hard. That would hurt. And she cut it a little long, because I doubt that she can even handle that.
9 inches. As we learned in the last episode, 9 inches is how deep the vagina is.
Well, Magic Johnson fans have never complained. So,
oh my God.
Oh my God, Doug. Douglas. So the thing is that I don't think it was, I don't think it matters what the body is. I honestly think, because from what I gathered, and remember this, I'm reading the subtitles here. I'm also dyslexic, so who the fuck knows if I read it correctly, but they got the body because basically the neighbor was trying to cover up what happened. So it stands to reason that nobody would miss the body, and that's why he's able to take it. So I don't think it matters if it was man or woman. But Lance just wanted to talk about the pole part, so. Anyway.
Yeah, that was the most unrealistic part for me, because
but the pole.
I would assume that something like this doesn't feel so great. You know, we could maybe get a cucumber involved, or
I thought a dildo, like something.
It didn't stay up.
A dildo can stay up. You get a different one.
To attach to a corpse, how would that be staying up without somebody holding it?
It's not like a floppy one. It's a stiff one. There's different kinds.
You just super glue it to like the hip bones.
The hip bones connected to the pipe.
You could have used the pipe to cut. Oh my God, why are we talking?
Because these
about
two
this?
Look like they're really experts at all these things.
Well, okay. Actually,
probably done it
before. If I had to sit on it.
Sit on it for a day and let's
Lance, I'm gonna send a poll to you and you can sit on it and see how it
feels. Also, he's the one that cut it.
You know, after you fuck it, it's like, oh man, I got my period early. Oh,
this is God. A really we're gonna really have to put a disclaimer on this one.
That's necromantic. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Because if they come into this not thinking we're gonna be like talking like this, is probably bad.
I mean, I gave trigger warning. This isn't a big one. Anyways. So I was also thinking, as an artist myself, and please don't look at me differently, I'm just trying to figure out how to make this scene better. I kind of wish they would have just like broken a rib and used that, because if you're, I know, but like, it's more like symbolic. Like, if you're going to have sex with a dead body, like have sex with a dead body, because technically she's having sex with a pole on top of a dead body.
Well, but she can't get his dick up, right? So she's got to.
Well, that's why you break a bone and have it.
Well, yeah, but the bone would be sharp.
Well, if you you know how like we have a rotisserie chicken and you take the leg off and there's like the joint
like
part.
Like a femur or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, nice and thick.
You're telling me you never fucked like a chicken bone?
You know what? Then I can't remember the last time
actually,
I did that.
If you fuck a rotisserie chicken, are you considered a necrophilia?
I can't confirm nor deny.
Would you put a pole on the rotisserie chicken, or would you put the dildo? Like, what would
I'm
you
just saying.
Maybe just fuck the rotisserie chicken. You know, we all get the
like Thanksgiving.
Doug's next film.
Family reunion orgy. That'll be in there.
Yeah.
I know. Well, everyone thinks we made a porn anyways. May as well just go ahead and throw.
Hey,
that
that'll
in
help
there.
Face too to get some donation money.
I know. Well, this episode might be the episode that sends our podcast to the grave.
Affiliated with browsers. But no, we're sponsored by browsers at this point, so may as well. Browsers.
Might as well, yeah. Riley Reed just gave us a follow.
Brothers and Topo Chico.
You know, from both ends. But yeah, so there really is only like, I mean, not that there's only, but there's two sex scenes with the dead body. There's the orgy with the boyfriend / husband, and then I guess Beatrice, whatever her name is, has sex with him by herself, and like
she cheated on him.
Well, and then don't forget he does kill the sex worker. And
I like how he was trying to look for the right word for say that instead of the other word.
I didn't want to call her the other word because
it's 2004, Lance.
Yeah.
Right.
It's 2024. I mean,
2024, excuse me.
What the fuck was in that shot? Like, oh my God.
You want another one?
No, I don't want another one.
No, because
Doug definitely wants another one.
I know, Doug wants another one, but the last time that happened, he fell out of the chair and we had to call your IRS. So.
Bone dry.
Seriously. Well, it was his birthday. He deserved it. So there you go.
Well.
But I think that, like, so the scene with the hooker, or I'm sorry.
You're going to get us canceled by Lance's new band.
Well, I was watching Pretty Woman last night. I know. There goes the act. Going to start protesting us, and Lance is going to pretend he doesn't know who either of us are.
Excuse me. We fully support Lance and all of his artistic ventures.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, Mikey and Doug, for chiming me up. I do appreciate that for the show last night.
I love how he said Mikey and Doug.
Well, you didn't do shit.
No, of course not.
That's why he didn't say
not.
You. I will say I was under the impression this was going to be more from her point of view, but it's not. It's from the husband's point of view. And so she ends up leaving her husband and takes the dead body. And she's like, I'm out. I took whatever his name
is. I took our little friend.
Yeah, well, with me.
Remember what she says to him that before she leaves, she's like, you know, if I find a man with money and whatever, then I'm out of here. Like, you're ruining the best years of my life, which is also commentary because she can't get what she needs from her husband. She can't get support from him financially. Don't look at me like that. I see your face and you can just stop that right now. She
who
can't get what
to?
She
because everyone's
I'm talking
like
to all of you because you're all men.
Where's Miko?
Miko isn't there.
I thought
you were
talking to Miko.
No, I know. Poor Miko. And that was another thing too. But we're not going to talk about that yet. So before she leaves, she's complaining because basically he is a failure. Like, he can't keep the job. I think he has that job so he can bring these body parts home, but he's not doing very well at it. And from the beginning, we know this because the company that he works for is bitching about him. And they're supposed to, like, I think, represent sort of like fascist thing because this is Germany after all. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but whatever. And so he's just a failure. She tells him, like, you know, if I find somebody better, then I'm leaving you because you're ruining and you're taking the best years of my life, which I found so interesting because a lot of women feel that way, especially at that age. And she takes the body, which is the only thing she could find better, which I find ironic. But yeah, he can't keep a job. He can't keep bringing bodies home. Like, what need does she have for him? He can't fuck her like the corpse does, I guess. So there's that.
I know people like that.
Do you blame her? Like, do we really blame her? No, I don't blame her. Especially considering what happens at the end of the, well, I think that she manipulates him. There's sort of like a Lady Macbeth thing going on here with these two. So I think that may have an influence on this film because she does manipulate him.
So
do
you think
him.
She left him more because now he can't get more bodies? Or because he got fired from the one job that could get bodies?
He can't get bodies. He's not providing. He's not making any money. She's sitting at home on her ass in her bathtub waiting for him to provide for her, not working. But she was hot, except for her armpit hair. And I'm sorry, I know this is supposed to be like a feminine thing. Thank you, Mikey, for your women's lib comment last night, whatever. Okay, as far as that goes, you're not more of a feminist than me because you have body hair. Okay, if you don't want to shave your body hair, you don't have to. But I live in Florida where the humidity is everywhere, and it's disgusting to me, and I don't want to see it. And as a feminist, I feel like I should not be judged for the decisions that I make because I have control and autonomy of my own body.
I don't even have that much armpit hair, so there you go. I think she won the competition.
Mm. Well, anyways.
It was deadly.
No wonder we thought it was French. Go on.
Yeah. So it's after that, she pretty much just leaves and he goes into like a downward spiral. We see a bunny die and it's real. So if you don't like that, don't watch it.
I was still upset with the fact that like he hit it with a stick and then he's like sliced. I go, why would you add to that?
I told Doug, I was like, is he trying to like break his back? So apparently what I researched was that they went to a bunny farm and this bunny was being, they were slaughtering it for, you know, to prepare it for whatever they were going to do with it, eat it or whatever. So like, that's how they do it. And so when he hit it, I was like, is he trying to break its back? Cause they didn't hit it very hard. I'm just glad there was no audio because bunnies scream. I used to have two and they scream. And so it's the creepiest sound you'll ever, if you ever like see a hawk take a bunny away, it screams and it sounds very disturbing. So,
well, so sad.
And this is horrible too because
like, no!
I said they scream, they don't talk. Jeez.
They say no.
Yeah, they give you the Darth Vader no when he falls down the shaft in the second when they did the remix.
Oh, that's okay. They do.
If it makes
they
you feel any better, bunnies are like, oh, I'll just fuck my wife bunnies. And I'll have 20 more kids in a second.
Well, that's the thing, because that's a fact. My cousin used to have a bunny farm in her backyard. Julia's father, and he used to sell them to all the Puerto Ricans because they would come and take the bunnies for dinner.
Yeah, so, and like, they have bunny meat at the store.
Yeah, so I mean,
excuse me, rabbit meat.
Well, I know, but he looked like a bunny, and that was the thing. So Jason told me that the bunny dies, and I thought it was going to be more like how they tortured the animals in Deodato's Cannibal Holocaust. And so that was what I was worried about because I'm like, I don't want to see that. But I mean, this was like when you gut a fish, like it's the same thing. Yeah. I mean, you're just eating it. Yeah. So I think what happens is he had seen that at a young age because remember he has the flashbacks of it at the end. So I feel like that triggered his masochist tendencies because like basically he gets off watching this.
You know, with that, it leads into his downward spiral and he hires the sex worker and he can't get it up until she starts laughing at him and he starts strangling her, then he can get it up. And then he basically has sex with her dead body, which that was the part your mother-in-law was behind us.
I was laughing.
And that was a really long scene.
Well, I would have laughed at him too.
I wouldn't, because I've seen all these movies. I'd be like,
I mean,
I need to go to the bathroom real quick. And I would run away because like, pretty... I don't. Yeah. If you think it's funny,
I thought it was funny. He couldn't get it up. Not that she died.
No, I know, but like I'm saying, like if I was with someone that couldn't get it up, I would try my hardest not to laugh because every movie I've seen, when they laugh, they get killed. Not saying it's
bad, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you're right.
It's like, no, I would still laugh. You're like, no, you'll die.
You put that pathetic little pecker back in you.
I could probably take it.
You had one job. I feel like I'd start yelling like, "What's her face?" in a creep show.
You and your piggy friends.
Yeah.
Doesn't she die?
Well, yeah, but she dies because, you know, the thing eats her. So whatever. Anyways, she was the best. That was my favorite character. That's what we should. Oh, we already did Creepshow. Otherwise, that would be my woman's moment. But anyways. So,
of course, your woman's moment is taking down another man.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all save the earth or something?
Tommy Billy, everybody does. I mean, like, she's basically me. Like, come on.
Yeah, basically. That's why I love it so much.
But yeah, anyway. So after he kills the sex worker, he goes home. Then he kills his cat and bathes in its blood. And I didn't even know the cat was in there. He like had a bag, and because he put the heart that he got from the dead body into the basket in the bag, and he hit it against the wall, and there was blood.
Well, if it adds to it, he brought the cat as a gift to his girlfriend.
Yeah, I really like the cat carrier he had
initially. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cute cat carrier, and I think we're getting things mixed up because I think he killed the cat first, and then he finds the hooker. And then at some point he goes to the movie theater, and I feel like this is, and I don't want to say this, don't think that this is a cinematic masterpiece in any way, shape, or form, but it is a commentary because at the beginning we have the foreshadowing, right? Where they're talking about how we're so desensitized by violence, right? And basically these people are super desensitized. And in the commercial world, in the movie theater, all of the people watching that woman getting slaughtered, and they're all like, the one guy is hitting Rob over the head, like, get the fuck out of my way, which I would have done too, because that guy like came in late and he sat down right in front of him. Like, who does that? And Rob is the only one who is bothered by it, which I thought was interesting. So there are very poignant parts of the film. So if you want to watch it for that, you might find something.
Well, you could be okay with the idea of not murdering people. Like, maybe he finds murder disgusting, but the fact of a dead body still being beautiful, even though it's dead and soulless, you know what
but
I mean?
He murders the sex worker.
Well, he does only in anger because she's fucking talking about his dick not getting hard.
But he also knew he couldn't get up if he didn't kill her. She had to be dead.
I don't think he knew that by then.
Yeah, I think that was more like he knew he can get hard because he likes corpses, and his ex was into that too, so it was easy to like have that commonality, and he was still trying to get sex without the commonality of the corpse part. So when she belittles him in that vibe, you know, in most of those scenes where you're getting belittled by whomever it is, your reaction usually is anger and murder. So
typically you kill someone.
Oh really? Yeah. Okay. As you do,
you know, and these yes. God. But my favorite part was,
maybe we should be nice to him.
the part where the I guess the crypt keeper technically rolls up on them, and like he has a shovel that drops down. He's just like, this shovel must be the sharpest shovel ever, that he is able to chop off somebody's head halfway through. It was probably the best scene because of the blood.
Yeah. and the twitching.
Yeah, oh god, it was so great. That's my favorite scene, honestly, because it was just like, what's happening here?
That was like a Three Stooges with gore scene.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I think that one was meant to have a little bit of humor there, and because you need some sort of reprieve from a film like this, right? Because there are funny parts to it.
Yeah,
I mean, they shouldn't be fun. I mean, most people. Okay, so if you're like a normal person and you're listening to this episode,
we're normal people.
We are normal people. I'm just looking for positives here because honestly, like, I feel like it's easy to shit on this kind of movie because the quality isn't that great.
I think the quality is what adds to it. Like we were talking about that, like the Super 8 millimeter. Because the thing is, like, this is probably not something for people. It's like, the scariest movie ever is The Conjuring 2.
Oh, God. Like when somebody told me Sinister was the scariest movie, I just sat there like.
Yeah,
I like the handwritten. The handwritten parts, like in the beginning, makes me feel like I'm gonna watch something like really fucking creepy, and you know what I mean. Like, it adds to the like, all right, man, this is somebody's heart and soul into something, and they're having fun with it, and they're enjoying what they're making. It's stuff like that where I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like, you know, you're going to get something where somebody's like, yeah, this is fun. These are the parts that I like in movies and I enjoy in movies. So I went into this like initially, like kind of like, oh, cool. I've seen pieces of this movie before because people use a lot of these scenes for other things. Mm-hmm. But to see it all together and that, I was like, oh, this is really cool. I love this. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of rad the way they put it together. I'm excited to see 2, actually, to be honest with you.
I'm scared because if Doug says it's nastier.
He was very nasty.
2. I watched about half of it last night and then I switched to Pretty Woman because you guys told me I didn't have to watch it. I'm like, well, then why the fuck am I watching?
Well, it's nastier than the first one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think it's more empowering for women. The second one is definitely centered around women more. I think it's really gross when she's kind of, I don't know what they use. It must be like petroleum jelly or something that they use when they're like all juicy and she's touching it and it's like coming up in her hand and stuff. Like it's pretty. First of all, she was digging that grave in high heels, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to give her props for that. So maybe we'll talk about that for Women's Month.
Women walking in high heels in general, those fucking props. I'm sorry. I've seen, you're like, who made this and why?
I know. And I looked amazing too in my scene.
Yeah.
High heels on.
Well, Jurassic World had that girl running around the woods in her high heels.
Oh, I know. Give me a fucking break. Whatever, Bryce Dallas Howard. I don't believe it for one second.
Making every other woman look horrible in running scenes.
Well, yeah. I would have taken my damn shoes off. Like, girl, you cannot run that fast in those shoes and you know it. So anyway.
Anyways, to round off the movie before we actually talk about the movie in general, we have the very poignant ending. Lance, could you please tell everybody how the movie ends? Thank you.
Oh, my favorite scene is basically this man decides to commit suicide. By the way, when he starts to commit suicide, there's no dick to be seen out at all. I don't even think I saw him zipping down his pants.
He does. He visibly does.
Does he zip down his pants? I don't remember seeing it.
He starts unzipping it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of cradling with a knife. Back and forth, and should he stab himself or not stab himself? It was like a back and forth, and you're thinking, oh my god, is he gonna do it? Is he not gonna do it? Is he gonna touch it? It's not gonna touch it. And then he stabs himself, and then rock hard dick. By the way, if that was actually his cock, the pole actually works size wise. I'm just saying that right now.
It was, I don't think that was.
I'm shocked
that guy was a John Holmes.
Yeah,
that was him. That was not him.
No, that wasn't his dick. That was a prop dick.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah,
what he's saying is the character.
Yeah, the character. That was actually his character's dick. And she left him for a seal-style rod that you guys are all saying, that would be horrible in your vagina. I don't understand why she left him for the corpse. He must have been that horrible of a person to leave for a dead person.
Well, yeah, he wasn't making any money. Like, he was a bum.
Yeah, hello.
Like,
he couldn't bring any more bodies home.
Again, exactly. Man, here it is. We have to make lots of money for people to be happy with you.
Yeah, see, you could have the biggest dick in the world and women aren't satisfied.
But Lance, you didn't finish.
Oh, sorry. As he said, stabs himself in his stomach, a gut punch, literally. He gets rock hard and spooges. Just spooges. If you can see me on YouTube, folks, you would see the gesture.
Here's the short.
Yeah, there you go.
Dr. Fister lies. I wasn't even paying attention. I looked up and I'm like, what is happening?
Show me your Venus's vibrator.
Stop doing that, all of you. We're going to get banned from YouTube. Oh my God.
So, yeah, he starts getting off because it's the ultimate payoff. It's his death. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's the ultimate orgasm for him personally. And it makes sense. I mean, especially in the ideal of the movie, you know, because it gets hard from dead corpses or dead vehicles of your body, you know, hearts, you know, body parts. But like, legitimately, like, you're kind of like, oh, I mean, that makes sense. Why would it not end like this? I mean,
it's very poetic.
Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, cool. You know, it's a symphony end, you know, and it's like
tons
it's done.
Of sperm.
Yeah, I was like, in my head, I was like, wait, he must have gotten weak even more so.
I mean, died, so.
Yeah, well, he starts squirting out blood from it too at one point. Man, it's just like, is he gonna spit out cum from his mouth outside of the spit? You know, it's like,
I don't know. After that, he's gonna sleep good.
Yeah,
well, yeah, forever. He definitely did. But that's what I'm saying is like, that's Antichrist clearly borrows that from this. Like, who the hell? I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't have a penis, so I don't think about blood squirting out of it. So who knows if this is like a thought that most men have.
You could pee blood from the vagina. I'm sure of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get my, you don't pee blood, you get your period. That's what that is. Okay. So that's well, fine.
Opposite from that,
but it
you can
doesn't
pee blood.
spray everywhere.
Does it?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't know what girl you're dating that does that, but no.
I already told you, Lance, I'm not a girl. That's why that happened.
Well played, Mikey. Well played again.
Yeah. And then, of course, she ends up going to his grave at the end of the movie, and it's insinuated she's going to steal his body, and then to be continued. So the movie ended for me, and I felt conflicted, because there are some parts where I was like, what are we watching? And other parts I was like, okay, I kind of can see what they were trying to do. So I did a poll on Reddit, and I got lots of feedback. And I was basically like, hey, I don't know how to view this movie. It's like, I watched it. I'm not mad that I watched it. There are some positives for it. Like, I actually, there's a lot of parts where the score is actually pretty good. Even though it can be a little full moon, I feel like it works.
And I knew you were gonna say that.
Oh, I know.
It's kind of haunting in a way. And like, the movie for me, I was telling Doug, the part where when she takes the body and like the oil of the body's on the wall, that creeped me out.
Yeah, like you see the stain and then the two plates with blood.
Yeah, like it's pretty horrific in general. But I was just like, what makes, and not in a judgmental way, but like what makes people seek this out? Like what makes people be like, ooh, like exploitation, schlock, I can't wait to watch it.
Oh, and I thought you were talking about necrophilia.
No. Well, I mean, but that goes into schlock, because it's all about like the taboo subjects and things that we're not supposed to show. And sure. The director was even quoted that he never intended to become a filmmaker. He just wanted to rebel against what was going, like all the censorship that was going on. And so he decided just to put the most outrageous, offensive stuff into one movie, which congratulations, you did. But a lot of the explanations I was getting from filmgoers was very similar to like why we like punk. Like, it's not traditional, it's going against barriers, but underlining there's a message there. It's social commentary. Like, it's a way to kind of sneak in messages in the guise of something that like the average person wouldn't listen to for music or see in regards to films. So I was like, oh, that's cool. And I saw your face, Lance, when I said that. Feel free to rebut me.
What's Lance saying? Oh, what am I watching, PBS?
When I said it was like the gatekeeper of punk over here. You should have seen the conniption.
I do like the fact that you referenced to it. I get it, because it's like, you know, if you really can't even play your instrument, you can still play punk. it's a great avenue to go into something. If you just say you're a better speaker or a better singer, you know what I mean? But like, you got to play an instrument, because some people can't do that well at those. But it allows you to have that opportunity and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, I get it. It's in my head. I was thinking, well, I feel like that about a lot of music, but punk, yeah, that's probably the easiest way to get in. I'm just offended because I'm going, yeah, I guess that's true.
You're offended because I'm right.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm like, ha! No, he's absolutely right.
Well, no, to follow you up on there, like when I seek this out, it was very hard to find. And this is back when I was in high school, but I was looking for like all the sleaziest exploitation films possible. And this one was one of them, like the Olaf Ittenbach ones, Andreas Schnass. So I think it's just the shock, like at the taboo, like when people would share faces of death, it's like, oh, you got to watch this. Remember, it was like a big, like, nice. Like a rites of passage, and I feel like that's what this was. So
any extreme, like, so, you know, obviously Germany, French, like we have extreme films, like, you know, everyone likes to fan their nuts, as Jack would say, over the Serbian film, right? So it's like, what can shock you the most? But there's always a commentary behind these things, and it generally has to do with what is going on in the society that the film is being made. And so we know with France, they're very, is Jason, what did Jason say there? They're just very angry all the time.
Yeah.
then, obviously, Germany is it's a commentary about the class system there, you know, because of how he's being treated at work and what he needs to do in order to be a man, you know, what's considered whatever. Because we're talking about Germany here. I did not say America. So thank you very much, sir. And The Serbian film obviously is a comedy, and I still haven't even watched that one because I don't want to, but obviously we know what a Serbian film is all about. So I just think that it's interesting. I didn't hate it. But anyways, go on. I'm sorry, Mikey.
You know what's funny though, if you think about it, is these movies are kind of like trolls for back in the day. You know what I mean? Like you were saying, like Doug, it was kind of like fucking fell off.
Doug, you did the balloons, didn't you? Son of a bitch. Oh my god.
I have no idea what source like,
I'm like, doing. I want it to happen now automatically. But I mean, would you consider these movies like trolls for that time frame? Because like you were saying, like Doug, it's basically he wanted to fight the norm of like society and stuff like that. But I mean, people do that all the time now, kind of trolling people. So it was like movies were like the aspect or music, you know, even punk, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Because it's like kind of like, I'm not good at this, but you know what? I can still do it and still piss you off at the same time.
Yeah, and that's what like Gross House was, just to fucking piss off and troll the viewers or play when your aunt's, you know, for Thanksgiving. That's really what it was.
It's an act of rebellion, but the plus side is whenever there's actually something to say about it. Like, because we always know there's things that people make just to shock you, just to shock you. Like, I really think Serbian film probably was like, oh, what can we do to, like, fuck people up? There was no message behind that.
Well, the Serbian film supposedly is a commentary about how corrupt the Serbian government is.
We know.
But that's, I don't
We don't need to be showing what
so
they
the
showed.
So is the sound of music.
Yeah, so is the sound of music.
Get it to the patriarchy.
Yeah, but and it's funny because I also the feedback I got from Reddit, it wasn't all that what I mentioned wasn't all that was said. It was just kind of the stuff that made sense for me, because sometimes people just also like extreme stuff. Like, you know, I'm not like a fan of the extreme, but I know if I'm having a really stressful day, I'm really stressed out, watching like a really mean-spirited movie kind of like helps.
Mean Girls movie-wise, is that what you're saying?
Yes, Mean Girls, exactly. I said mean-spirited, Lance. But yeah, so I think, you know, it definitely doesn't go for everybody on why they like extreme movies. It's just what I pulled that I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I could totally see that. So I liked this more than I didn't. And I was very surprised by it, especially when I was watching the first half in the morning. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish this. But you know, after a couple of drinks, the California air.
You got loosened
like,
up.
Yeah, I was like, party. You know, but
like, whoa, she's
now that it's sunny over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took the rain home with me. Sorry.
I gave it a 3 star out of 5 star. So how do you feel about it overall, Aid?
I would say a 3, maybe 3.5 out of 5. Like, honestly, most of us will go into this film thinking, oh my God, it's like the, like you hear all of these things about it and you just think that it's going to be the worst thing you've ever seen. And it's going to be so explicit. It's going to be that. I don't want to say that I was that shocked, and only because I feel like we've watched enough terrible things for the show that it was fine. Like, it was good.
Yeah.
I think I was upset more about the cat. Honestly, the cat bothered me.
So the fake animal death opposed to the real animal death?
The rabbit has nothing on her.
The rabbit wasn't tortured. The rabbit wasn't like it was being slaughtered because they were going to eat it. It wasn't like he was being tortured in those little paws. Oh, bless his heart. I can't even. Anyway, so that bothered me, but the cat scene bothered me more because it looked just like Miko 1, and 2, the kitty really started to trust this motherfucker. Yeah. And just like his wife, he's disappointed in another woman or another person. Yeah, he's better with the dead people than he is with the living.
Well, that's what he gets for having a balding bad haircut like that. So
true.
Well, speaking of, Doug, give us your review of the movie.
I give it a 4 out of 5. I do like this one. I think the name and the idea behind it is like everyone's like, oh, necromantic. This lady fucks a corpse. And that's like the general idea of people who have that haven't seen it yet. I think a much more exploitive movie and grosser movie is the second one. But yeah, this one's fun. I think it gets a little slow, like kind of fans its own nuts when he's like running around the field going,
Yeah, there was a little extra.
Yeah, I think they could have cut it down, but then you have a 60-minute movie.
Yeah, I think they put stuff in to extend it because they're like, well, I want to make a movie about necrophilia. We already shot those scenes. What do we do now?
Dream sequence, go.
No, I was going to say, but I think the idea of it being much more exploitive and gross is in the second one.
Yeah.
So,
well, we'll see. Lance, give us your final thoughts on the movie.
Yeah. I actually kind of want to go with Doug. I'd give it a 4 just because it kept me interested, you know, most of the time, because I was kind of always kind of waiting for what was going to happen next a little bit, you know, just because, I mean, it was just kind of like, okay, like, honestly, I didn't really realize, like, I thought he actually took the eyeball out just to, like, so it wouldn't fall out. And then I really realized later on, I go, oh no, he kept it. I was like, oh, that's cool. It's like, stuff like that. Like, it's just, little things like that. I mean, yeah, I think the dream sequences were just random. Honestly, the way that it was edited, it's a little hard to tell that was the guy that they find later on in the swamp kind of deal. Yeah. For me, at least personally, I thought it should have been better if they had it before, you know, hand, because they technically find the body, but you're like, oh, that didn't really make sense technically. Yeah. Like, I get it now more so because you guys brought it up, but like, I was like, oh, because I guess that
I explained awesome. It so well. I know.
Yeah. I know how happy sure, you are with that. Sure, but no, like, but for all purposes, I thought it was really cool. I thought it was like, you get love, you get lost in a relationship. I mean, throw a real person in there technically, you know what I mean? It's just, you're almost a regular day fucking kind of slash rom-com kind of deal, like, honestly, but like a horror version of it. No, it was a good movie. Like, I honestly, I'm excited to see 2, to be honest with you. And it's nice because it's a change of pace from some of the stuff we have watched, you know, in a little while. I mean, and it's nice not to just assume what's going to happen next in a movie, you know. Yeah. Or some of the movies we have seen, horror does have a way of kind of like repeating other horror movies or ripping off other horror movies. And it's nice to see a movie that kind of was an originator of some of the other stuff, you know, that people have ripped off from. So you're kind of like, oh, this is cool. You know?
Yeah. That was one of the cool things, is because of the movie's age, like, you're watching one of the groundbreaking ones. You're watching one that hasn't really been done before. So it was interesting to kind of watch it from that angle also. And also, I was very anxious the whole time, with like, I don't know how AIDS is going to take this. All I knew is my conscience was clear because it was not my choice. But
yeah, I kept turning to you. I'm like, oh, AIDS is going to complain. She's like, what the fuck did you make me watch?
I know. He was like, how do you think AIDS is going to? I was like, we'll find out tomorrow. But no, I'm excited to watch the second one. A little nervous because this one wasn't my limit, but it like tiptoed almost to there. And because when you think about it, it's really, oh no, there is some, I mean, it's gory, but the gore isn't really like realistic. The thing that's most disturbing about it is just the idea of what's happening. Like,
yeah,
you know, she's having sex with a dead body. Like, that's kind of, well, that is gross. It's not kind of gross, but you know, it's not gory. Just grinding on a skeleton. But apparently the body in the second one is a lot nastier. So a
lot fresher.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Nice. I don't know. I think the second one might tip you over the edge, Mikey. Right. That's why I was like, oh, if I don't have to watch it, I'm not going to finish it right now. Like, I'm good.
Oh, you're going to have to watch it just next month.
Oh, well, that's true. But I wanted to watch Pretty Woman so I could remember all the stars, because we walked over all the stars that they would elicit themselves on. And I was like, I'm doing
this. You mean the many bums we passed that were pissing in a corner as their piss rolled over their star?
You mean the one that was asleep and you got mad at me and Aid for not checking on to make sure he was fine, but you also didn't check in to see he was fine?
Yeah. Facts. Like, Mr.
Facts. But it was definitely one of those moments of humanity where we're all like horrible human beings, all of us. I didn't say just you two.
Yeah, including yourself. Okay. Yeah. Mr. Holier than thou over here. God forbid.
I didn't say that. Just saying, it was funny that you two literally were like, had to step over
to walk past. Well, because him. He was sleeping. I didn't want to step on him. Sleeping. What do you want me to do? Step over him like he's not there?
You didn't have a pocket knife? Sometimes you just got to stab him, see if they're alive.
He was laying horizontally across the sidewalk and we gingerly stepped over him. Don't think, at least we didn't step on him. And so there's that.
Yeah. Like the saying goes, come on me, not in me. With that said, we will bring this episode to a close. I hope everybody had a super great February and enjoyed our Feb-cessed month. Pink hearts, red blood, and after this episode, white cum. So with that, you can find us on Instagram at Mutant Goons from Beyond or Slashers Pod. You can find me at Horror and a Half Show. You can find Aid at Pathologically ADE. Lance at Lance versus Hate at Zombie versus Hate. Doug at Doug Bizarro. You can find us on Facebook. Mutant Goons from Beyond is our page. If you follow our pages, you will see the pictures from Noelia and get a lot of homoerotic type situations that I had to calm down because I was like, Doug and Lance are going to get mad at me because the people are going to think I'm actually gay.
I know you Lance. Guys were so adorable on the blow up mattress. That was a great shot.
Oh, follow yeah, it was hard more. The whole time.
Yeah.
Well, you were in the middle.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The Bonnie Rock. You were the base of the Eiffel Tower. Whatever. But with that said, we'll be back next episode with Women's Month. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Patreon. If you want exclusive content like extra episodes or early access to episodes, you can find us at Patreon at patreon.com/slasherspod. If you want to go to Redbubble and buy some merchandise, it's slasherspod.redbubble.com.
And we should try to get new merchandise. Yeah, but yeah, join the Patreon too. We'll
there's give some stuff perks. In the works.
Explicit content, and we'll give you all that.
Anyways, but yeah, with that said, we hope everybody has a good rest of the February. Last week of February, we'll come back to you with Women's March. So without much ado about no, without much further to do.
That's not our goodbye. Podcast.
I know. Goodbye and don't die.
Die.
Okay. Bye.
You know what's funny is Lance, you like that. I just see you with an afro that has destroy on it. So this whole time it looks like you've had an afro.
Mm. I think it's good that Chromecast camera did you good.
Oh, he flips his bill because he's so special over here.
Flipping bills and Benjis.
Gam cash.
That's what, or was that said in the podcast? I don't know how long we've been recording. When you were like, okay. It's a soap opera, and I was like,
yeah, we're coming up at the end of the hour. That's FYI.
I will be the judge of that.
I'm just saying.